farmer's wife who cut off their with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
Hey everybody. Ow. Sorry. Hi everybody, it's Exquisite Corpse Radio at CITR in Vancouver. Sorry about the blast there. I don't know what's going on. And we're here with you live this week. Thank goodness. I have a day planned for you, which is all filled with plunder phonics. Sound appropriations and recontextualizations, and from the likes of people that you know, like Negative Land and Evolution Control Committee. There's some stuff in here from Steve Fisk. There's stuff from Chris Burke, and, well, the Brand Flakes and the Tape Beatles, and people like us, of course, and Wobbly, Ergo Fizmiz, as well as, let me see here, Headphoner and Nurse, Cassette Boy. Also have some Escape Mechanism, Animals Within Animals, Steve Heiss, Listen With Sarah, and RX, and Twink, and many more. So stay tuned. Wow, you hear that? Hear that squeaky seat? In the background, the theme music that we usually open with is Chris Burke, Chris Burke's Tourette, and we're listening to that right now. So, let's start things out with RX here on Exquisite Corpse Radio. This is Birthday from thepartyparty.com.
Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party, we're going to have a good time. Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party.
An elephant in the room. Now that's terrific news. However, do the math. The elephant in the room is a train on another track to disaster. And we all know what's going to happen. A year ago I told you that I wanted to blow up this record. The truth is, it sounds good. Arnold, where will it all stop? How will it stop? Unless we stop it. So where do we start? Well, we have lit the fuse. And you know something? I don't mind a big fight. But if there's to be one, I want to say this, party, party, and power to the people. Let it loose and get out of the way.
Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party, X, we're gonna have a good time. Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party,
put it down, put it down, put it down. I love riding my motorcycle along the Pacific Coast Highway. The freedom of the road and the smell of the sea. You know, and over the last year, I've traveled the world. A lot of people say, Arnold, why don't you just raise the roof and be done with it? I am very well aware we can't get from place to place on little fairy wings. We need energy. Yes, we need energy. Energy. And we need RX. I repeat, we need RX. Let's get out of control.
Party, party.
say it's your birthday. Party, party, we're gonna have a good time. Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party, anytime, anywhere. Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party, X, we're gonna have a good time. Party, party, you say it's your birthday.
Boom, baby, boom, baby, 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 take it away.
I am female. A dangerous female. So watch out.
Do you ever feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. Really sorry? Did I really do something bad? Why am I apologizing? I don't think I'm always wrong. Do you? Do people push your button? Are they telling you that you're too fat, too aggressive, not nice enough, or just hard to get along with? Are they telling you that people who grew up in Connecticut are stupid? Do they tell you that you're weak? Are you simply the person who gets the sand kicked in their face? Negative, negative, negative. Now you're angry, and now you have something to say. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
Asia, and everybody in that whole hell, left guard household. This is AJ Whalen. This is AJ Whalen. AJ Whalen. AJ Whalen. AJ Whalen. This is AJ Whalen. I'm seeing that whole hell, left guard household. Martin, Pinky Martin, Martin, Ash, Pinky Martin. Hello, Marta and Asia, and everybody in that whole hell, left guard household. I have passed my examination.
Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver. This is Bleak in at your favorite radio show, Canada's favorite radio show, don't you know? And we heard in there, starting the show, I guess, with RX. You can find that at thepartyparty.com. Birthday with appropriated voices of George Bush and Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course. Evolution Control Committee with I Want a Cookie. And that's from Plagiarism Nation, from Evolution Control Committee. And let me see, that's on Sealand Records, a Negative Land label. And you can find out more at, I used to know the address. I think it's evolutioncontrol.com or something like that. But evolution-control.com. There you go. And then we heard TAS 1000. That was a Canadian band that were local at the time. I don't know if they still are. A Message for Marta was the name of the album, and I am truly fully licensed hairstylist from TAS 1000. And we are going to step into some Porist now, step into the dark Porist, so to speak. This is Tourists, the album Tourists, and the song is Meat Supply.
This is Bill White with a science report. An Israeli scientist has developed an unusual method to make meat taste better. First, put a kilogram or more of firm meat in a container filled with water. add a small amount of explosives. Then mix carefully and explode. No, the meat scientist is not attempting to destroy the meat. Instead, he is making it look and feel like traditional meat products. His method is simple. Shock waves from an explosion tear small pieces of muscle and other particles away from the meat. This makes the meat softer and easier to eat. If they eat meat, body heat. Uncooked meat, easier to eat. Bricks and concrete for companies that sell meat. The birds will die too high. Why? The light from our universe is closer to white. It is very close to white. Bill White. This is Bill White. Coquille. 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 Order must exist within disorder. The Department of Agriculture says the greatest threat to the economy and environment of the state is from the poor people around the world. Their numbers have sharply increased, and they have quickly spread. There are many efforts designed to stop the spread and to reduce their population size. Hong Kong has almost 7 million people that will never disappear. However, they are not especially aggressive. People there are made to taste like either chicken or beef. People praise its taste in the United States. The meat scientist is trying to find an effective chemical that can be safely used to transport, sell, and bring home foreigners for food, decreasing populations around the world. One human is enough to provide meat for about 8 American homes. He says the United States will now become a leader in taste. Special interest groups say the best population to eat is the dark kind because it contains the most healthful substances. Africa is an example. However, many poor people contain high levels of a poisonous substance that must be removed before the people can be eaten. In the Middle East, large pieces of meat are more important than borders, men, boys, girls, or political conflicts. Information can be found on the INS Internet website, www.meat.ins.gov. Coquille. 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 Coquille.
Touch me. Touch me, all of you. And put your hand into my robe and touch my side.
If someone touches you in a way he shouldn't do, because
You're a wonderful little kid.
Oh, I'm all mixed up. I don't know what to do.
Would you like me to show you how grown-up ladies look?
Oh.
You don't have to shut the door. I won't look.
Wow, you're really neat, Uncle Jerry.
Etc. As soon as a child is old enough to think, this is how the child learns. This is how the etc. 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 He's built that way. He's built that way. What is this?
Your touches make me feel good, Daddy.
What kind of friend are you?
Go with the water. We talk about important things, don't we? We can even mention scary things, can't we? Just for fun. Down a bathroom drain. You know that, don't you? funny to think about it, isn't it? But it's true. Only children can do that. Only children can go down a bathroom drain. You can go down a bathroom drain. You can go down a bathroom drain. Only children can do that. Only children can go down a bathroom drain. You can go down a bathroom drain. You can go down a bathroom drain. Only children can do that. Only children can go down a bathroom drain.
Tell me about a time when you were criticized.
Anything I don't believe in. I couldn't honestly say that I have any weaknesses. Sometimes I wish I could. Everyone has some weaknesses, particularly non-producers.
Tell me about a time when you criticized.
What do you feel distinguishes a very effective performer from an adequate one? What extent does that fit into the style of management at this company?
I'm Sue Miller. 3 months ago, I was home doing the usual when Mary Owens, a friend of mine, whom I hadn't seen in months, called me on the phone and asked what I was doing the usual, and she invited me to see a demonstration at a party she was giving. She was so excited and happy with whatever it was. I was a little curious. I like excited people. Welcome the chance to get out. Then she said, I like it.
Do you know anyone who has 2 or 3 hours a week she could put to use earning prizes and extra money?
I said, yes, me.
What do I do to be ready for the party? The demonstration was so simple and easy to follow.
What an exciting, fun, jam-packed 2 hours. I earned some prizes, had fun, and brought home some extra money. Okay, Mary, keep it simple. Have a very...
Telling the time. Telling the time. Telling the time. Telling the time. Telling
the truth is in the concept of time, not its measurement.
The time of our lives. Time is a river in an ocean of space. Time is yesterday. Time is tomorrow. Time is now.
Truth is all of these things. An irreversible river. The events of yesterday, the plans for tomorrow, and the elusive fleeting instant we call now.
Now.
The only true time is now.
Now.
The only true time is now.
True time is now.
The only true time is now. Tomorrow can never come, because tomorrow will be now when we reach it. there is no tangible past or yesterday, only memory. Only memory. Only memory. Only memory. You can't live in the past. Only memory. You can't live in the past. Only memory. You can't live in the past. Time is now. Time is now. Time is now.
So fantastic.
The truth, as I said before, is in the concept of time, not its measurement.
It's most awfully difficult to explain.
Would you lead the boys off?
Some people like us there again, and That was Oh Susanna. Okay, Oh Susanna, yes. And Tempest Trumpus from Listen with Sarah, from the world of Listen with Sarah EP. Tempest Trumpus, the name of that one. Tape Beatles before that, with Success Through Vibrations from the CD release, Good Times. Today's topic, plunder phonics and recontextualizations and what do you call it? Appropriations and whatnot. The sort of thing that we kind of specialize here at Exquisite Corpse. So remember that when we're into the pledge drive and you're thinking, where can I hear the sort of thing I can't hear anywhere else? And you'll think of it. And hopefully hey, what's going on? Escape Mechanism was in there with Draining. And we heard Jet Black Hair People, Wobbly, and People Like Us with If Someone Touches You from What's the Use? You know. And let's see who's on the line here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I was wondering, is this the station where I can request that lady to sing How She's Like a Bird?
Lady, sing How She's Like a Bird?
I'm like a bird. I only fly away.
Oh, man. Do you know who it is? I can't recall.
Do I know who it is?
Yeah.
No, who is this?
No,
who is the radio station?
Who sings the song?
Oh, I think her name is Nelly Furtado.
Well, Nelly Furtado?
Yes.
Okay. Who is this?
She's a wholesome young lady.
Who is this, really?
My name is Clarice.
Clarice. Oh, yeah.
Am I calling, did I get the radio station?
You still got my promise ring?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Is this the radio?
Yes,
it is. Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are.
What kind of radio is this?
It's a transistor.
It's transistor?
Yes.
No, is that the name of your show?
No, no. No, the name of my show is Exquisite Corpse.
The name of your show? Oh, I see.
Yes.
Can you play the Nelly Furtado on your Exquisite Corpse?
Furtado on my corpse.
Yes.
I will think about it.
Am I on the air now? I hope I'm not.
You are.
I'm on the air?
I told you you were.
Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah, basically. Who is this?
Jesus chicken Christ, I'm just a little old lady. You can't expect to put me on the air. I'm not fucking prepared for this.
Okay. Thanks for calling, though.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Fuck your mother.
That was interesting. Magic times in radio. See, where else are you going to get that sort of thing? Tempest Trumpus from Listen with Sarah is what we heard last. What are we going to go into next? Before I was so thrown off the... we heard Oh Susanna. I don't know. Let's hear an announcement. Okay. An announcement. And then we'll get back to music. Stay tuned.
I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
It's Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And, yeah, we're running hot. We've got the Animals Within Animals CD in front of us. Parts is Parts is the latest one from them. So I think we should play Senior Office Mangler. Senior Office Mangler. I think that's a good one. It's from Animals Within Animals. AnimalsWithinAnimals.com, I think, is where you can go. Something like that. Anyway.
But I'm not here to work for you.
What?
I'm here to teach you how to work, 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 work,
work, work, work, work, work, work,
I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
He's not gonna go.
You gotta go to work.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know. But I really don't like it, and I'm not gonna go.
So you're gonna quit?
No, not really. I'm just gonna stop.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be whining. This is my job. I'll just live with it.
Powerful Engineering, powerful products, powerful support.
Okay.
Powerful Engineering, powerful products, powerful support.
Okay.
Powerful Engineering.
Okay.
Powerful support.
Okay.
Powerful products.
So a door is closing. Take a minute. Forget about the door that's closing and just turn around. That's right. Open doors. Quite a few. And down the hall, a whole lot more. Doors that can lead to a better life. Maybe you didn't know about all the doors open to you. Doors are always open. The door is closing. The door is closing. The door is closing. The door is closing.
A year ago, it was how high is high. There is a better way to have fun with history. Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom?
History. Before you can inspire.
History. A year ago, it was how high is high.
Before you can inspire.
There is a better way to have fun with history.
Before you can touch.
Where did that come from?
Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom?
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
Inspire.
History.
Still think there's a catch?
History.
There isn't one.
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
It's extra fresh,
isn't it?
Touch. Inspire.
A year ago, it was how high is high.
Before you can inspire.
Still think there's a catch?
Now everyone's asking, where's the bottom?
There isn't one.
Before you can touch.
History.
It's a real eye-opener.
There is a better way to have fun with history,
isn't it?
It's extra fresh,
isn't it?
You must first connect. And the company that connects more of the world is Alcatel.
Where did that come from?
TellYouTheOne.com.
PresidentialCoins.com.
Progressive.com.
48HourDiet.com.
TimeLife.com.
SaltyPeanuts.com.
It's terrific.
.com.
MumboJumbo.
.com.
Visit our website.
.com.
Great savings.
.com.
Great service.
.com.
And convenience.com.
1-800.com.
Cell phones.
.com.
Call me now.
.com. Have your credit card ready. .com.
When Charlton Heston tells the story of the Exodus, he plays Pharaoh, and he plays Moses, and he plays the Israelites.
They didn't know what we were doing there, except that they knew Moses.
We, of course, know you as the man who played Moses.
Moses.
Wonder, you know, at times it feels like quite a responsibility to have become Moses in our day.
Well, when you play historical figures, you have that responsibility. And surely, of all the parts I played, Moses would be the most towering. You would see their eyes come up a little like that. And they never would look directly at me, but I could hear them and say, Moses, Moses, Moses. That's the Arabic word for Moses. They say Musa, Musa, Musa. They say Musa, Musa, Musa. They say Musa, Musa, Musa.
There is a better way to have fun with history.
Still think there's a catch?
History.
There isn't one.
Before you can inspire,
don't let the wonderful world of art pass you by.
It's a real eye-opener, isn't it? Isn't it?
Where did that come from?
The door is closing.
Tapes.
Coming soon, the US is terrorists. America, they've never stopped bombing in Iraq. Tell me what, that's really dark. 1,500,000 Iraqis died.
Remember Iraq, remember Iran.
It's blow up New York, it's blow up New York.
Fly an aeroplane in the New York streets. Blow up the World Trade Center, commit suicide like my man from Afghanistan.
Fly me to New York. I've got a razor in my pocket.
You think you've flown before?
wait till you lock in my plane. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding my knife deep in the heart of you. I'm round the bend, I'm mental, and I'm flying the plane. Let's fly into buildings. Let's turn to ashes, 'cause I'm dying on a jet plane. I know I won't be back again.
World Trade Center.
And now my skin is melting away.
Here comes another aeroplane.
The WTC.
Burned like a tower in inferno.
We burn twin towers.
Let the motherfucker burn.
Buildings knocked down.
Down to the ground.
Buildings collapse, creating casualties.
World Trade Center.
Buried you alive. Dismembered bodies at ground zero.
To blame.
America.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
Let's talk about war over oil. Let's talk about the oil. Let's talk about the needs for the oil in the U.S. soil.
For countrymen and women living in the first decades of the century, sex was shrouded in secrecy, ignorance, and booze. Many young lovers came from the same family.
We would fondle and cuddle and kiss the family.
If I were kissing and cuddling my mother and I try to get my hand down on her breast, she'd say, no go, boy, no go.
She liked sexual behavior and I liked it, so we did it. And we did it again later on.
The head arsenal, his penis,
the worst cases often occurred after booze drinking sessions.
Get the pint of beer. Get the pint of beer.
The little
get...
tube we like to call Y Hospital. And while you're pondering the perplexities of life and death, we'd like to dedicate this to a loved one who's passed away. He was a little dog named Snuggles, and he'll be missed so very dearly. So sit back and tap your feet to the happy time melodies of Mark Plange and the Graveyard Cafe Band. Let's hear it for them.
Dearly beloved, beloved, we have gathered here today to celebrate this thing called life. And I'm here to tell you how to live it. 'Cause, dude, I'm, like, so much better than you are.
straight edge.
For the last 4 years, InSight, Vancouver's supervised injection site, has proven to be an important part of the solution to Vancouver's drug addiction crisis. Scientific evidence concludes InSight prevents drug overdose deaths, reduces the spread of HIV and AIDS, and moves more people in drug detox and addiction treatment. Despite the science, Prime Minister Harper may not renew InSight's legal status, which will expire on December 31st, 2007. If InSight closes, people will die. Please support a comprehensive solution to drug addiction by visiting www.communityinsight.ca. Tell Prime Minister Harper to do the right thing and keep InSight saving lives.
I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a city.
I'm too easy.
This is CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio, with DJ Bleak in on Canada's favorite radio show. Broadcasting, putting the mental in experimental and all that. So, let's go back. Let's go back a ways. We just heard Humdinger. Humdinger, who gave me a demo before he left town. Good friend Ryan in Humdinger came out with this track. It's called Tops and Schlocks from Humdinger. And Fossil, before that, with Love is the Alcohol from the album, the artist never formerly known as Prince. We heard intro from Graveyard Cafe from the Act of Snuggles. Cassette Boy from the Parker tapes. Fly Me to New York, the notorious Cassette Boy, and a notorious track, you know. Also heard The Piss in there with Internet Traffic, short track. The Button did A Door is Closing from Free Speech for Sale. And Stop Children did Eat Pills from Chaos Music. Animals Within Animals did Senior Office Mangler from Parts is Parts, you know. And we were going to get into calendar of events thing. So let's take a look. So tomorrow night you have Useless Intent from California and with guests at the Balmoral. You have Red Ant Army and Among the Betrayed and Nihilate at the Bourbon. The Three Tards, Mr. Plow and System Shit and Lesbian Fist Magnet with Rockpile and The Fight United at Cobalt. And New Pornographers and Lavender Diamond will be at the Commodore Ballroom. It is sold out. So just in case you forgot you were going and you already have a ticket, well, there you go. There's your info. Let's see. Also have Words from the Underground, Sketch Bros, RCV, The MC, and Die Hard Militia, and 49th Peril at the Media Club, hosted by XYL. We have State of Shock with guests at the Mirage Nightclub. You know? Red Hot Lovers, the Death Rays, and the Cryptos at Pat's Pub. Again, still going on Friday night. The Noisettes at the Plaza Club. Rumsfeld, Face Puller, Nevada, and Los Fantasticos at Pub 340. Swank, Tara Lee Combs, and the Contikis at the Railway Club. Champion and his G-Strings, and My Gay Husband at Richards on Richards. Jethro Tull is at the Casino Resort, River Rock Casino Resort, you know. Top Drawers and the Savannah Lay Band and TBA at Royal Unicorn Cabaret. And that's what's going on tomorrow night. For further information on coming events, pick up a free issue of Discorder at cool places around the city. Or go where I go when I'm on the radio, livemusicvancouver.com, for information on shows and such. All right. We're going to be hearing another legendary track right now in the appropriations field. This one you first heard on Exquisite Corpse Radio, or I think I was doing Exquisite Corpse at that time. And anyway, I played it here first, I'm pretty sure. with Ozzy Miso and Intro Inspection. This is the short version. The longer one's about 12 minutes. This one's just over 7. Here you go.
every step of the way.
Drops on kittens and schnitzel on roses, nose cream on my nose, whiskers and crisp eyelashes with noodles, wild geese that fly with their wings tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Ponies in dresses and warm, warm doorbells and brown raindrops, girls with blue whiskers tied up with noodles, wild kettles that fly with bright copper wings. These are a few of my favorite things. The dog bites, the bee stings. I simply remember my favorite things, and then I feel so bad. That sting on colored girls tied up with blue satin sashes, wild brown girls tied up in warm strings, wild white girls that melt into nose cream. These are a few of my favorite things. Nose cream on ponies, nose cream on kittens, nose cream on roses and nose cream on mittens. Bells and 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 wild geese. When the bee stings, I simply remember my dog bites, and then I feel so, so bad.
We have bought a record for you. Would you like to listen to it?
I'm not sure.
Would you like to hear that record on sex again?
I don't understand.
I brought some drawings so that you can actually see the things I'm going to describe.
Mm-hmm.
There is a larger opening called the vagina.
Man.
The vagina is capable of being stretched a great deal.
What are testicles?
Testicles.
Mm-hmm.
The testicles manufacture seed. When too much of this seed is produced, it overflows and comes out of the penis. Usually during the night when the boy or man is asleep. This is called a wet dream. Sometimes boys worry about this, but it's really nothing to worry about at all. It's a perfectly normal, natural thing.
Boys are rough and noisy.
Well, that's not at all unusual.
Does menstruation hurt?
Sometimes a girl may have a little headache or an uncomfortable feeling in her stomach. Some girls feel blue, upset, and cross. They may cry easily and lose their tempers over nothing. And they may use menstruation as an excuse for being rude and mean. It may be pretty hard to live with. Some girls imagine they feel worse than they actually do. They get in a dither just by thinking too much about themselves. So pay no attention to a little ache or two. Now that you know what you can expect these few days every month, learn to live with them easily. They needn't upset you. After all, menstruation is so right and normal. Once you understand it and how little bother it is, paying attention to it makes about as much sense as worrying over your breathing.
Man.
I want to tell you about something else. Never refer to the menstrual period as the monthly period. It's better to speak of the curse, or sick days, or falling off the roof. This is all quite normal.
It sure is.
This is called an erection.
Why is that?
The penis is made up largely of a special tissue that is full of small pockets, something like a sponge material. Sometimes blood is pumped from the arteries into this material. This makes the penis get larger and become hard, 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 hard.
Think very, very hard.
Hard.
In your life as three blind mice.
Three blind mice, 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 three blind mice,
three blind mice, three blind mice, three blind mice, three blind mice.
I can't see. I can't see. What's the matter?
I got my eyes closed.
Three blind mice.
Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9. There, Oleg Kostro.
I've come to tell you what I see.
De-jagged. Headphone or a nurse before that, Someday I'll Live.
There are great darknesses.
Twink did Three Blind Mice.
Farther than time itself.
Brand Flakes did Record on Sex Go-Go Up.
And beyond the darkness, a light that glows, changes.
Negative Land, My Favorite Things. From No Business.
The eye that sees us all.
We heard Ozomiso with Intro Inspection, a short version for you. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We're hearing Chris Burke right now. This is World of the Decepticons from Idioglossia.
I close my eyes, and I can still see through my own eyelids.
But I'm here now.
Yes, yes, yes. If what I'm seeing is really you.
Chris Burke and World of the Decepticons, and it's about time to leave. Thunderbird Radio Hell is up imminently, but I'll just leave with some snippets of Wayne Butane to end us off. It's been nice. I'll talk to you next week, I guess.
Here we go. Had a very warm welcome from Wayne Butane.
He's just plain no good, if you ask me.
He's a racist. And he's
a serial toe licker.
And if that's not enough,
he thinks he's an ostrich.
I can understand that.
I know an awful lot of guys, Wayne, but you're different.
A prancing, gyrating,
sadistic maniac whose dark secret must be constantly guarded by violence, terror, and
Johnny Mathis.
The special recording to which you are listening is presented by Sylvania, world leader in the field of perversion.
Long, long ago, in a faraway land, there lived a good and kind man.
Carl Funkweiler.
He was obsessed with sex, with mad desires.
by a force he could not control.
He had some rather interesting ideas for an old man.
And in the evening, he would sit and read the writings of
Kurt Gowdy
and all that other bullshit.
And find relaxation in a nudist camp.
Created by the federal government.
And if that's not enough,
look at this amazing demonstration. The Remington is so gentle that it can shave the short, close fuzz off
Mary-Kate Olsen and her twin sister Ashley
without harming tender skin.
Now at a new low price.
Suggested retail price about $280.
Your choice, just $1.29.
You shouldn't carry that much money around with you.
The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee says,
if I was a younger man, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Hey, we do have to give a shout out to
sound collage artists from around the world.
They have no scruples. Yeah. They're corrupt and immoral.
And today we're going to be talking about something very important to everyone listening out there. We're going to be talking about
cleavage.
Delicious and satisfying.
Hell yeah!
Cherry Crush, 11 Fizz, 3 or 4 Hot Fudge Sundaes, a lime flip, and a couple of
stool softener capsules.
Actress Doris Roberts of Everybody Loves Raymond fame said,
feel me up or throw me down.
A terrible thought, isn't it?
You are so immature.
Whatever, bite me.
20 minutes past the hour, here's what's happening. John Kerry has a message for America's college graduates during commencement ceremonies at Southern University in New Orleans yesterday. He urged graduates to participate in illegal activity.
To that effort,
Kerry smoked marijuana right near the Liberty Bell. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says,
why doesn't a car hit him?
There's an old saying.
I'd fuck her with a bush mask on.
Only artists can do that, and only artists ever will.
Well, I'll drink to that.
And now, here's Arnold Palmer. Arnie, you've always been an advocate of
adultery, homosexuality, and other perversions.
He could cram it up his butt.
If I were a giant, I'd
break your goddamn neck!
Heavens!
Wayne Butane
is certainly making a mess of things, isn't he?
Like the channel keeps changing in your mind and you can't control the remote.
She was working in a
whorehouse.
She was there to sell her fanny. The flashy girl from Flushing named Fran.
Mommy, the happy smell wore off.
That's why you need maximum strength.
Summer's Eve douche.
The only disposable douche with a light touch of
vodka.
Holmes, is it clean?
This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. You're going to leave a tape recorder running for 2 hours to catch yourself using bad language?
Right, and then I'll play it back and see how many times I've used words displeasing to the Lord.
Tape this.
Cripes.
Shame on you.
Hi, we're the Beach Boys.
And we like to thank
Wayne Butane
for being so cool.
Around here, we're pouring something new on our salad.
That's dirt, oil, and residue.
Stupid lady.
Yo! See what I want, what I really, really want.
I want sex.
Yes.
I am ready. I am ready to get it on.
Here we go.
It's time for the question of the week. The question this week is,
what are you doing in the ladies' room?
Right now, I'm going to use the
toilet. Make that toilet blow up.
Hi, this is Ed Allen.
Who the hell are you?
His mother loves him very much. She rocks him to sleep with her trunk.
So you get a horonka effect.
One of the things the Democrats have been talking about a lot on the campaign trail, which is trying to do something about
gas with oily discharge.
Maybe we'll strike the fear of God into their heathen liberal souls.
It scared us a bit, too.
I'm going to wet my pants.
Now, Viola wants this one dedicated to her boyfriend, Jimmy.
The Green Lemon Monkeys, by request.
Oh, that was awful. It stinks.
He's right.
Boy, how square can you get?
See the glazed eyes. See the glazed
donut.
See the erotic desires of women who love each other, but are caught in the web of
Ronald McDonald.
Fuck McDonald's.
That clown's so
don't
cool.
Show me now.
You must keep reminding yourself. It's just a
sound collage.
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 Only a madman could understand it all.
I can understand that.
OMFG, I can't believe it's already that time of the year again.
The time where Mom makes her special pumpkin pie?
No, the time when CITR has their annual fun drive.
Oh, right, sweet. Last year I donated a liver.
I donated my car.
I donated a few dollars.
All donations are helpful and will go towards continuing to run the radio station and all the various different aspects of running such a rad, independent, label-supportive place.
Fun drive will be held from October 1st to the 14th. Call in or walk into the station to donate and know that you were a part of supporting another great year of great music.
CITR.